Hector meets up with a good friend. Hector was on yet another plane, but this one was rather different from all the others. Between this plane and the one before, there'd been another, and then another, but these weren't mentioned because, besides thinking about Yingli and Clara, nothing much had happened to Hector. Firstly, this plane was full of African men and women. Hector was practically the only white person on the plane. Many of the men and women were smartly dressed, almost as if they came from another era, like Hector's grandparents in the country when they went to mass. The women had on long flowery dresses, and the men rather baggy suits. Another thing that reminded him of the country was their huge shopping bags, and some even had live chickens and ducks in cages. These animals were quite noisy, but that was just as well because they drowned out the noise of the plane, which also dated from another era. Hector remembered the patients who came to see him because they were afraid of flying, and he told himself that after this flight, he'd understand them a lot better. On the other hand, if the plane was old, it was because it had never crashed, which was somewhat reassuring. Sitting next to him was an African lady with her baby. This time it wasn't a nanny, but the baby's real mother. She rocked her child as she read. The baby looked at Hector, who was looking at the lady's book. Lady isn't really the right word because she was quite young, about Hector's age. And you'll never guess, the book she was reading was a book on psychiatry. The lady was a psychiatrist. They both found it funny to be sitting next to a colleague, and the lady, whose name was Mary Louise, explained that she was going back to her country on holiday, because in fact, she worked in the country they had just taken off from, where there are more psychiatrists than anywhere else in the world. Hector felt nervous about asking her why she hadn't stayed in her own country, a little like when he asked Charles why he hadn't built his factories in his own country, if you remember. But the lady was quick to explain why. "I want my children to live a normal life." She had two older children who had stayed at home, and Hector asked her what she called a normal life. Even psychiatrists can ask each other questions. Mary Louise replied, "I want them to be able to go to school without needing a driver and a bodyguard, for example." Hector agreed that, indeed, that wasn't a normal life, even though, when he was a child, he would have been very proud to go to school with a driver and a bodyguard.